On January 24, 2005, the United Nations General Assembly marked the 60th anniversary of the liberation of Nazi death camps with a special session of the General Assembly. Monday's meeting will have profound significance for the UN for several reasons, outlined by Secretary General Kofi Annan. In the month briefing, Annan said, first, because the founding of this organization was a direct response to the Holocaust. He then said, our charter and the words untold sorrow were written as the world was mourning the full horror of the death camps. Mr. Annan said that a majority of member states have agreed to the request to convene a special session on the 24th of January. He called on all countries to give the session their full support. Up to 6 million Jews are estimated to have died in the Nazi concentration camps as part of Nazi dictator Adolf Hitler's final solution, as well as hundreds of thousands of others deemed undesirable, either at the origin, religious belief, or other reasons, including Spanish Republicans, gays, and communists. In a statement issued by a spokesman, Kofi Annan said, this will be an important occasion, since the United Nations was founded as the world was learning the full war of the camps, and is dedicated to doing everything in its power to protect human dignity and prevent any such horror from happening again. While soon Annan issued a strong call for vigilance against anti-Semitism at the opening seminar at UN headquarters in New York as part of a series on unlearning intolerance, he said, the rise of anti-Semitism anywhere is a threat to people everywhere. Yes, in fighting anti-Semitism, we fight for the future of all humanity. Introducing a death camp survivor, Nobel Peace Laureate Elie Wiesel, Annan said, we must make this vision a reality while we still have survivors of the Holocaust among us. In reference to the January 24th special session, Annan said, it is essential for all of us to remember, reflect on, and learn from what happened 60 years ago. The evil that destroyed the 6 million Jews and others in those camps is one that still threatens all of us today. It is not something we can confine to the distant past and forget about. Every generation must be on its guard to make sure that such a thing never happens again, he added, stressing the need for succeeding generations to carry forward the work of remembrance as death camp survivors dwindle in number. The special session marking the 60th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi death camps is the first event of its kind that the General Assembly has ever held. So far, it has received reports from 138 to 191 member states. The resolution calling for it was sponsored by Australia, Canada, Israel, New Zealand, Russia, the United States, and the European Union. Mr. Annan said, a solemn and highly significant occasion should be seen as an expression of our commitment to build a United Nations that can respond quickly and effectively to genocide and other serious violations of human rights. He added, of course, the work is still far from complete. Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Sam Gilliman, stressed that he was acting as a representative of not just Israel or the Jewish people, but also of the 6 million Jews and many others who were slaughtered in the Holocaust during the horrible dark days of World War II. He said, we truly believe that Monday will be a very historic and solemn occasion, and we believe it is a very important day, not just for Israel, not just for the Jewish people, but also for the United Nations and for the world. He expressed the hope that it will make sure that people remember and never forget, and it will make sure that these horrible atrocities never happen again anywhere in the world. The General Assembly President, Foreign Minister Jean Ping of Gabon, stressed that this is the first time that the body is holding a commemorative special session. I think that it will give us an opportunity. It is because it's our duty to remember and to say it loudly, never again, he said. I hope also that it will give us the opportunity to renew our commitment to the objectives and the principles of the United Nations Charter, and also to renew our commitment to human rights in general. In conjunction with the session, two exhibits are being held at the UN headquarters in New York. One is called Hatred, the Depth of the Abyss, and is a collection of photographs and paintings from the Auschwitz and Mauthausen camps. The other, called Afterwards, Just a Part of You, is an exhibit of photographs taken by youth groups who have visited the remains of the death camps. It also includes their written recollections of their visits and talks with survivors. This information has been provided by the United Nations. It has been produced by Radio News Corps, with the collaboration of the Shell Center for International Human Rights at Yale Law School, and the edited and post-produced at our studios in Madrid on January 22, 2005. You've been listening to Radio News 4.